we're going to chat to our man from, not from Uncle, but from the NGS. He's had plenty of mentions on this program. In fact, your name's been mentioned, Jeff Stenbeck, more times than mine. Not that I'm bitter or jealous or maybe a little.
Maybe I should be called Joe then.
Maybe. But we were just talking about you with Kevin Smith.
I know, I heard that. Yeah, very kind of Kevin to mention it. And unfortunately, my garden also is one of the two-for-ones, but as I was always scheduled to open in June and July, mine won't open at all for the two-for-one because I'm not opening in June and July because of the current climate.
Such a
shame.
It is a shame. I mean, last time we had you on, we were heading into a virtual garden initiative which was being run by the NGS because we pointed out that not only has a lot of hard work gone in on behalf of the garden owners, but also, of course, the charities that the NGS benefits will be suffering that loss of income. You were looking at ways, or the NGS was looking at ways of getting around this and still maybe offering some financial help to the charities.
Yeah. A lot's moved on. I know you spoke to George a couple of weeks ago, the chief executive of the scheme as well. But just to recap, as far as we're concerned, our position is all our gardens are closed until further notice. But what we are trying to do is to encourage garden owners to make short videos of their gardens looking their best, usually in the run-up to when they would have scheduled to open, and then post those tours for people to have a look at them online. The thing is, as Kevin said earlier on, so much work goes into preparing a garden to open, not just the last minute stuff, but through the winter months as well. So lots of garden owners, indeed like myself, will have done a lot of work and will be quite disappointed that they can't actually open. So let's have a look now and review some of the virtual tours that are available now in the different counties that listeners can go online and have a look at.
Yeah.
In Surrey, listeners can go online to www.ngs.org.uk and currently see three virtual tours. The first from Oakley in Frimley Green, where just over 30 years ago, Graham and Angela O'Connell started work on their garden, which has evolved into an enchanting hideaway. They've always gone the extra mile to welcome wildlife, offering a space for hedgehogs, frogs, bats and bees to thrive. And Graham will talk you through a virtual stroll of its many delights. The second in Surrey is Dunsborough Park. In any usual year, you'd join the growing queue outside some very unassuming wooden gates and wonder quietly to yourself, had you come to the right place? This year, not a usual year. Behind those wooden gates, there's a treasure chest of 20,000 tulips, and the dreamlike tulip meadows lie undisturbed. The owners, Dolph and Caroline, are themselves in lockdown in Holland and can only see their own garden on a virtual visit that's been filmed, and then Caroline has actually narrated you through as she enjoys the gardens with you from afar. The third offering in Surrey, which has just gone online this week, is the Chauffeur's Flat in Tandridge, offering a tapestry of secret gardens. The overall design of this garden is to be viewed as a series of pictures using plants, objects and borrowed views, and thus the garden creates many moods throughout the year and a perfect sanctuary for all that want to have a look and enjoy it. Meanwhile, moving over into Sussex, my part of the world, we've actually got five virtual tours that people can enjoy. The first of which is one of my own beach garden at the front of the house here at Driftwood, and I talk about my collection of agave Americanas along with a few additions that I've got. We look out to the English Channel. It's a welcoming seaside retreat. But carefully tucked in amongst all the established plants that I've got, I carefully hide pots away and create the illusion of deeper beds, and the video that I filmed talks a lot about that. The second is Butler's Farmhouse in Hurstmonceux, where you're invited to Irene, the county organiser's lovely one-acre garden, which surrounds her 16th-century farmhouse overlooking the South Downs. Although she can't open this spring, she's sincerely hoping that she'll be able to open in July when the Wild Meadow reveals its orchids, and in August when the live jazz will accompany the visit. The third garden on the special tour is Ockinge Manor, which is in Eastbourne. It's hidden behind an ancient flint wall, and it's an informal, tranquil garden. Architecture and unusual trees create structure, whilst rhododendrons, azaleas and aces complement the pale pink walls of this Georgian house, which was once the former home of Mabel Lucy Atwell, who illustrated Peter Pan and Wendy in the 30s. It's normally only open by appointment, so now you've got the perfect opportunity on this virtual tour to have a look at it any time. Other gardens in Sussex you can look at as well are the Garden House in Brighton, Pens in the Rocks in Tunbridge Wells, during that Sussex lineup. So please do go online and have a look at those. Meanwhile, over in Hampshire, one of Britain's best-loved gardeners, Alan Titchmarsh, is lending his support to the National Garden Schemes campaign, and he's got his garden gates virtually open to help us continue raising vital funds for nursing and health charities. Speaking from his home in Hampshire, Alan's shared with us a glorious glimpses of his own garden, and it was filmed last summer to celebrate his 50 years in garden. His own garden is a romantic English garden where topiary and roses mix with ornamental highlights and plant rarities. And Alan and his family enjoy this private space, and it's now on show for yourselves to help us and raise money for our beneficiary charities as well. There are lots of new virtual garden tours coming on stream every Thursday, and if your listeners have not already signed up to the weekly newsletter from the National Garden Scheme, they can do this by going to the website www.ngs.org.uk, and then you'll receive links to these virtual tours every week in your inbox. We sincerely hope that once listeners have viewed the gardens, they'll be inspired to give a donation to the National Garden Scheme so that we can continue our much-needed support of nurses, as we've done over the last 90 years, during which times we've donated over £60 million to nursing and caring charities. Now, unfortunately, we estimate our revenue for 2020 will be down almost 80% on the last year, so any donations people want to bring forward will go some way to help us give donations out next year, 2021, to our beneficiaries. And if listeners wish to donate in lieu of a garden visit, again, go to the homepage, ngs.org.uk, click the donate button, and maybe name the garden they would have liked to have visited in lieu of that donation. And just before we close, I'd like, if I may, to mention our Gardens and Health Week. The National Garden Scheme is just about isn't just about opening beautiful gardens for charity. We are passionate also about the physical and mental health and benefits of gardening and gardening. Launched each spring, our Gardens and Health Week in 2020 will run from the 9th to the 16th of May. But we work to promote gardens and health throughout the year, very often linking service users from our beneficiaries with free garden visits and funding garden and health projects. Our Garden Ambassador, Rachel Detain, will introduce our Gardens and Health Week over the next coming week and refer to how her garden has supported her own personal battle with health. So watch out this week for any news that's come forward on that. And to close, I might be stating the obvious here, Joe, but there is a view that many people still do not realise that any money donated to the National Garden Scheme does and has always gone to nursing and caring charities. And any money that people want to donate through these virtual garden tours will be used to support our nurses on the front line. So listeners, please enjoy the tours and please, please consider donating once you've viewed them. Thanks again for the opportunity to talk you through those, and hopefully we'll have some more tours we can talk about next at the end of the month for next one.
I hope so. Jeff, all the best to you and yours. You take it easy now.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a good rest of the afternoon. Cheers.
Cheers now. Jeff Stenbanks from the NGS.